true inspiration. We're allowing our unified field to come into full value. In order for it to come into full value, we need to feel full. In other words, all the lack, all the separation, all the fear and anxiety, whatever we're seeing in the outer, is just reverberation of what we are failing to notice. So as we receive our light, as we will receive our true understanding of self, when I'm saying that, I'm just seeing these energy waves. And what's so beautiful is inside these energy waves, I've got like Kuan Yin on a lotus petal, I've got Buddha on a different lotus petal, like just swirling around. So the idea is to remember that all these masters that we just love and hold in such high regard are just reflections of our true self, are just reflections of our wholeness. So what we're learning to do is to feed ourselves to wholeness. So in other words, I just see them like, you know, like the way you feed a little baby, oatmeal or whatever. We're feeding ourselves light. We're coming into full illumination. So as we will receive our true proximity, this is, just imagine you're very, very, very constricted. And then all of a sudden, you're opening up to your full expansiveness, your full, just as far and wide as you can imagine. You're not looking for anything from the outer, you're claiming it from within and realizing it's for you to establish grace. It's for you to establish your highest symphony. It's for you to establish your true engagement, your true alignment, your true orchestration of evolved status. So as we will receive this light endorsement, when we're saying light endorsement, what you're feeling on a cellular level is the light codes establishing higher authority, establishing grace. You're not waiting for anyone in the outer to get it. You're stepping up into your true visioning, into your true acquittal, into your true guidance. So what is guiding you? When we think of guides, I just got orbs everywhere. When we think of these lovely, wonderful guides, we want to remember that it's our true self, it's our true master presence that's ultimately guiding us. And we want to just imagine, I just got like a mother carrying their baby on the back. So when I look at the baby, it's a master. You know, it's like Saint Germain or pick your favorite master. So we want to get into this current lifestyle in realizing that we're carrying our own matches in order to create the bonfire, in order to create the light, in order to create the energy exchange that's going to bring us into our new paradigm, that's going to bring us into the new earth. So what we're doing is we're saluting our own recognition of self. We're saluting our own light. We're saluting our own engagement, our empowerment, to really remember that we and Source are one, whatever your word is for Source. You want to feel this as very, very, very powerful light. And we don't have time for me to add how many varies they would want to add, because I'm just going very, 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 very. I mean, it just goes on to infinity. So we want to remember that we have the power, we've had it all along, but we're believing in old format. We're believing in separate division. And so that's like the polarized energy that we're all experiencing. And it feels like a very strong storm out there, like the wind is blowing. But we also want to remember that as the wind blows, it actually flames our inner fire. So it's like waking up from the sleep where we've all just been dormant and just acting like 3D is where it is, and we're coming into our new station. Now, this is very important because we're graduating, we're remembering our truth, we're remembering our light, we're rolling up our sleeves, we're putting on the high priestess robes and engaging in our freedom. So we want to understand that what's occurring right now is our catalyst for change. It's taking us into our new inspiration. Oh, I can no longer be asleep. That doesn't seem to be working anymore. And so the more we understand and celebrate the new arrival, it's like I just see us all like an etheric form, stepping out of our bed, stepping out of sleepwalking, dreaming into our starlight, into our stream of highest acquirement. So each of us have a role to play in the Great Awakening. Each of us have gifts of inspiration. So whether you're going to be a healer, or whether you're light, or whether you're holding the peace in the midst of conflict, whatever it is, you have great strength. You have great I'll put words to this. It's just, you're not who you believe you are, is what it is. And so we're coming into that united placement where we're all coming on board. In other words, we're all aligning, waking up, creating that totality of trust and truth in our true station. So as we will receive this light, and we want to keep expanding, we want to keep pressing on. When we say pressing, it's not like a force, like I've got to fight. It's more of a allowance, decision making, where they're just showing me like that little story of Sleeping Beauty. And the prince wakes, gives the kiss, and wakes up Sleeping Beauty. So you just want to imagine kissing yourself. You're not waiting for a goddess or a god on the outside to make everything all right. So this is really the divine feminine and the divine masculine, where that divine feminine is being roused, is being awakened, regardless of the physical anatomy you happen to present with in this lifetime. We want to remember that we're coming back to our unified self. So allow this light to bridge the gap. So in other words, from where you've been registering who you have seen yourself as in consciousness, into your new tomorrow. When I say into your new tomorrow, I see everybody taking like an evolutionary leap of faith. And it's really not hard. It's simply an agreement. It's an agreement to be restored. It's an agreement to step into your new alignment. It's an agreement to play with like your full deck of cards. And so those cards they just turned into these beautiful like flickers of light. So just imagine you have, I don't know, 52 whatever's in there, but it's like they're all like filaments of light that are exposing you to your destiny, that are exposing you to your true self, that are coming into further acquaintance, relevance, discipleship. The energies I have, they feel like warrior energy, but it's not warrior with the guns like slingshot. It's warrior, and instead of bows and arrows, it's crystals. So each of these crystals are causing us a jar, like in other words, reverberation, excitement. I just keep getting like rousing out of the old mindset. So we want to remember this is a dream state, this is consciousness. And so we've been attuning to a consciousness of separation. So this is separation from ourselves. And so we see that in duality. It's always something is taken away, something's far away, something's not given, something's now present. And so and they're showing me the healing card. As we submit to the light, we're not submitting to anything outside of ourselves. We're submitting to our true self, our true relevance. They're showing me the Oracle card of healing. So these are very, very, very powerful times for light workers, where we're always like, yes, I'm ready to serve. How can I help? How we help is by serving ourselves plenty. So remember in the beginning, you know, the spoonful of what would appear to be oatmeal is really light. So how we serve is to serve ourselves, is to come into our complete standing, to come into our complete stature. Each of us, the third eye, You may feel the pulsation, you may feel a stirring, you may feel like, I feel more than what I'm seeing in the physical. Remember, the five senses do not show us reality. They do not show us truth. They're following an old obligation. So as we awaken that third eye, as we come to establish grace from within, we're parting ways with the past. This means what you're stepping into has a new energy, has a new relevance. It's like stepping beyond your past consideration, understanding of self. So these are the times that we have expected, that we have consented to, and that we are now ready for. It's very, very essential that we understand that we are built for these times. We're ready for these times. And I've got this unicorn with this light that is showing us the way. And I've got the King of Pentacles. So the King of Pentacles is, it can get the job done in the material. Remember, we're light and we're creating with our light, with our new awareness, and bringing it into materialization, bringing it into form, as we will consent to the truth of self. So allow that light to proceed. And what I mean by that is like going beyond your old considerations. So this is going to be where you have opportunities, you have paths, you have kinder and kinder gesturing to self, like the daily message said, where you're going to be skipping into new considerations. So things that you denied in the past, that you said no to this past, that you quickly turned away to in the past, are now going to be at your feet. There, because you're saying yes to grace. You're saying yes to your new establishment. So as you will receive this light, allow the transformation to occur with ease. With ease. The ego, it's like, it's going to be hard. You're going to lose. So that's the story. That's the story that keeps us without change, holding on to security. And so what's happening now is, hey, there is no security. How about that? So again, what seems like a problem is really a victory, because it's like we're ready to go. And so where we're going into is into our true alignment, into our true understanding and permission and allowance of self. So allow the light to proceed. In other words, allow the light to guide, to forecast your new adventure, to forecast your new self-revelation. So this is where we're suddenly just somehow tumbling into our new understanding. And you step out in faith without even understanding what you just did, and you're going to find yourself in a new focus, in a new state of awareness and consciousness. Because remember, this great awakening, the new earth, is here, they're saying, afoot, meaning it's here as we will establish it, as we will agree to it. So how we agree to it is to agree to our new understanding of self. So allow yourself to receive with liberal pleasure. This means receive, 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 beyond your past understanding. So it's a little bit of feeling your way, dropping the mind that only knows the past. You're going beyond the thoughts, going beyond past consideration into your true multidimensional awareness of self that's already on board, that had this moment planned all along. Let us receive. And so they're saying, remember, these moments are ongoing. So again, we're learning to feel our way. We're learning to consent to our true essence. In English, we're following our intuitive self rather than the mind. The mind only knows the past. The mind doesn't know who you are in eternity. So we're bypassing an old system and allowing our natural strength to endure. And again, the more that we align with it, trust with it, signal our readiness, It's like a muscle that will keep, we offer it our trust and it will respond and will get stronger and stronger and stronger still indeed. The Hami say the word indeed, and they were quite insistent that I say indeed. There's something like it seals our fate. Allow that to take hold. So it is. All right, beautiful.